Yeah. Oh,
well, what about those little ones that were, you would pull them and eat them whole? Eat the tops to them.
They grew in a cluster, the ones that I've been playing out, and we call them shallots. Shallots.
In a vegetable soup.
We've got another onion that it's called by most of folks a salad onion. It's a winter onion. It stays out there all the winter long, and you pull him up in the spring, and he don't make a head.
Uh-huh.
And you do that, you eat all of him and the top two in the spring of the year. Now that's called a salad onion.
A salad.
Or a winter onion. Some call them winter onions.
Well, what would you put in a vegetable soup usually? What would they have in there?
Well, take beef,
mm-hmm.
take a bone, beef bone, and then they'll put in that. Why they'll put taters, maybe ours taters, and they'll put onion in it. And I don't know this really what all they do put in there. I never seen okra put in it. Now that's another garden we go at it.
But you would have okra in your garden.
We do have it, and it's mostly it by frying it. But it's when it's small like that, put on green beans, cooking green beans or with taters, something like that, and boil it. I like it. Some people don't like it. And, I did, but I never seen it. It might have been used in soups that I never. I don't remember ever seeing it used, you know.
Well, did you raise very many, how about cabbages?
Cabbage, yes, sir. We raised cabbage, yeah.
And you,
Ever since I can remember.
And you raised many?
Yeah, just try to, they raised back then. They make kraut out of them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And now, before they, kraut cutter come, this kraut where you can cut, take your hand and run through and cut it up.
Mm-hmm.
Why, we used a straight spade.
Mm-hmm.
And you put them cabbage and take that spade and just cut them all to pieces there. And they got them pretty well cut up, but they didn't get them like you can cut it with a nut there.
Mm-hmm.
And take a 50-gallon barrel, maybe make it half full of kraut. And to use through the winter, fall and winter and spring months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they done it.
Were those heads of cabbage heads very big?
So they grow to be good size back then. We have a time growing them tall now here on account of the worms and other insects. We didn't have them back then, and they did. They grow, and they set them in the spring and in the fall, for fall too.
Well, you were talking. You mentioned shelly beans a while ago. Now what?
Now that's a bean that you hull, and then you can cook him right then when he's in a roast near a stage of cook, and you can can him and keep him through the winter, as long as you want to, and he's a good eat. Then you can let them dry, that like the northern dried bean. And using through the winter, and they do that along with the peas. You see, as the black-eyed peas or the whatever the pea is.
Well, with the lettuce, what kind of lettuce? You mentioned lettuce. Didn't
well,
you?
There's two or three different kind of lettuce. They grow a head lettuce, and rather than just a loose leaf lettuce, it'll head up kind of like cabbage, all right enough. It won't get big, of course, like cabbage then, but it